now live.
When the U.S. federal government failed the people of New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina, Americans were not upset enough. And now it seems we've become accustomed to it. The suspicious fires in California and Hawaii continue to go ignored. Thanks to the help of their neighbors, the victims of Hurricane Helene are being looked after, and they can still use our help. According to independent reports, FEMA hasn't been seen helping anyone. And we now know that this is because they have been busy building camps in the area. Camps big enough to house 700 FEMA employees.
Yes. But we were just wondering what it is y'all are doing, and because FEMA's had, you know, they said they were pulling out because of militia and stuff, which that was debunked. So we just want to get the truth out because people are kind of like all over the place.
Understood. Yes.
You know.
Yes, definitely understandable. We are definitely not pulling out. We are actually building this for our responders.
Okay.
For FEMA responders, other federal agencies. We have several of these sites around the area.
Okay.
To help volunteer agencies as well. That need lodging, that are coming in to help the survivors in the local area.
Okay.
So that's what this is being stood up for.
So this will be for the folks that have lost everything, they need a place to stay kind of thing?
This is for the responders
only,
that are helping those folks.
Okay.
We are building these to stay out of the local hotels.
Okay.
so that the survivors have the ability to stay in the local hotels.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Now, is there money being provided to the survivors to accommodate hotel or?
Yes, there is.
Okay.
That is not my area.
Okay.
That's our individual assistance and the whole other side of FEMA.
Okay.
Our focus is really on this side to try to do the back end support for the operation.
And so how many responders will you house here and how long do you think your response will be?
We're building this to come up to 700 people.
Okay.
And right now, how long it's going to be, we are unsure.
Okay.
It's really a unknown number for us at this point.
They're going to be there long enough to require tornado shelters.
Shelters.
Tornado shelters,
yeah.
Yes.
Are you all expecting tornadoes here?
We are not expecting tornadoes. We part of the package that goes out is to ensure that all the responders are safe.
Right.
And there's nowhere for people to take cover here. So it's just part of the operation that goes out.
And they're building at least two more just like it.
Okay. Are you building another camp like this somewhere in North Carolina?
We do have another one. We actually have one in Flat Rock.
In Flat Rock,
yes.
Okay.
And then we're putting another one up in Wilkes County.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yep. So we are trying to ensure that there is coverage in the areas that were most heavily damaged.
Why they are building these camps is yet to be discovered. Many are suggesting it's all part of a land grab for minerals. But whatever it is, it does not look like help.
FEMA showed up and spent a lot of taxpayer dollars. I wish I had a number for you. I'm just going to guess 50 million plus to provide a space for their workers to exist, to help out sometime in the future. And that's what our federal government does. It spends money. As somebody said in the comments, they're a self-licking ice cream cone. They exist for themselves in and of themselves. What could $50 million do for this area? How many generators could you purchase with $50 million to help out those who need it? And that's what I'm talking about. You know, everything that's come into this area has been the goodwill of the citizens of this nation, the volunteers, the people that are donating clothes and food and money. So many things to help out. And that's because you, the citizens, are doing that, not the federal government.
The federal government may be run by parasites and thieves, but the people have come together to offer help.
Many people who showed up said, I had to do something. God put it in my heart. I had to come do something. And they wanted to help. And they've been able to put them to work. And they organized it like a way I've never seen anything before in my life. I can't really speak to the FEMA part very much, but I do know that the local emergency managements have done an astounding job.
And we can still help. There are wells to be dug to provide people with water. At GoFundMe, Western North Carolina Water Well Fund. And the Truth About Cancer have a Helene Relief fundraiser connected to people that are there and responding to people's needs. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
A new extremely important product is now available exclusively at the AlexJonesStore.com, Ultimate Probiotic. This is a private label, but even made stronger, of one of the top, highly recommended, highly rated brands out there today. And it's more than just a probiotic. It's got a whole bunch of known natural ingredients that boost your overall gut health and that detoxify and that helps flush out all the garbage in your body. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the attacks on our bodies, you have to understand that the gut is the front line. And if you don't have a strong gut, it's like not having a front door on your house or an engine in your car. The gut is so important. Probiotics are amazing and are documented for their great effects. Get this high-quality probiotic right now, Ultimate Probiotic, 60 billion, at thealexjonesstore.com. And I want to thank you for your support. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com. And again, I thank you for your support.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we're into hour number two. As soon as Trump gets up to speak tonight, we're going to be here still live for the next 3 hours. We'll have a Trump speech, some of the other key ones there from Madison Square Garden in New York. According to the Democrats, in 5,000 plus articles this week, I have the article right here. 5,000 plus stories, news reports, you name it. It's Hitler. And we played a clip last hour, if you just tuned in. Tampon Tim said, that's Hitler. Because he knows Hitler had a Nazi rally there. Hitler wasn't there, but there was an American Nazi party in 39. And they rented it out and had a rally there. So that means he's Hitler. And that means everybody else that ever had a rally there is Hitler too. Including the DNC's been held there 5 times. RNC 4 times. You can look it up. I was there in 2004 when the RNC was there. Guess that means they're all Nazis. There was a Nazi there that night when I was there in 2004. Arnold Schwarzenegger was promoting war and the homeland security and screw your freedom. His father was a Nazi, and he told major newspapers back in the 70s that I like Hitler. He told people what to do and what to believe. But, oh, he's a darling of the establishment. So the ADL likes real Nazis. They just call people that aren't Nazis, Nazis. So I got a bunch of clips and a bunch of news I want to hit. But during the break, I was sitting here thinking, what do I really need to pull out of everything that's happening right now and say to the audience from my research and total focus on things? And I think most of you already know this. You don't need me to tell you this. But for a lot of the new listeners tuning in, the corporate establishment's been hated for a long time. And the big banks know their time's coming to an end. So they bet on a global collapse. They would blame on the environment and blame on viruses, that they would be the saviors during the collapse and put a total high-tech totalitarian control grid in place that sounds just like the Mark of the Beast and operates just like the vision of John the Revelator on the Isle of Patmos 2,000 years ago. But regardless of what you think is inspiring it, it's as bad as you could just ever even try to imagine. But here's the bottom line. Everything the globalists are doing is falling apart. Everyone's turning against them. The system is in massive trouble and disarray. And even if they kill Trump or are able to steal this election, which I don't think they're going to be successful doing, at least in the stealing part, everything backfires on them from that point. So any short-term winning a battle will still make them lose the war bigger. And when you win a battle but lose the war, that's called a Pyrrhic victory. Or you can even win a war, but it makes you collapse as well. That's a Pyrrhic victory as well. Pull up the history. Type in history of the term Pyrrhic victory. And it goes back to the Greeks and then the Romans, but starts with the Greeks. So that's what this is. And I say that a lot because it's the truth for the listeners to have the good news, in my opinion. I mean, I'm not perfect. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't think so. And for the establishment who knows they're beaten to just stop it. And they can keep their wealth and a bunch of other crap, but their whole agenda of depopulation and transhumanism and pedophilia, that's got to go away. And look, I know they're run by Satan. They're not going to stop.
But a lot of their minions and people that have been unconscious are going along because they believe it would get them ahead. They need to know that the war against your tyranny has just begun, and already things aren't going too well, and all we're doing is putting numbers on the board against you. So that's the takeaway here. And again, I mentioned this last hour. I'll play the clip coming up after I play some others. Nick Fuentes is a smart guy. I disagree with a lot of what he says, but he has a right to free speech, and I agree with a lot of what he says. We should hear from everybody. He's saying Trump is sold out, and that this isn't like 2016, that you know, people are refusing to endorse Kamala, the newspapers, and big billionaires are calling up to capitulate to Trump because Trump is sold out. No. They see the writing on the wall and globalism being in so much trouble, and so they're trying to now survive. Now, that doesn't mean there won't be a big fight with who Trump puts in, that the swamp isn't going to strike back in a lot of ways. It doesn't mean the war is won. But this is what victory looks like, is when Elon Musk sounds just like Alex Jones, and Tucker Carlson sounds just like Alex Jones, and Joe Rogan sounds just like Alex Jones. So that is irrevocable damage to their entire agenda that you don't put back together again. So the people fighting the globalist agenda, even if they tried to bring it back later, it's fried. I mean, these are grievous blows. What is a grievous blow? It means one that could kill you. Not a death blow, but one that could be. You're not sure if you're going to survive. And you add a bunch of grievous blows. Guys, give me definition of Pyrrhic victory, please. I have to see it on the screen. Definition, Pyrrhic victory. And then definition, grievous blow. Because I want people to really, really have that percolate into the noggin here. Because so many people sit on the fence because, A, it's scary to admit all this, and then, B, well, somebody might come after you if you stand up against it. The New World Order is coming after everybody. Elon Musk's brother almost died from the shot. They took his son away and have chemically castrated him. He told you that's why he's pissed. A Pyrrhic victory is a victory that comes at such a great cost that it's tantamount to defeat. The term can be used in military and non-military contexts. The term comes from King Pyrrhus of Epirus, who defeated the Romans at the Battle of Ecclesium in 279 BC. After the battle, Pyrrhus is said to have exclaimed, "One more such victory and we are lost." There you go. So, when we can, let's put up the definition of grievous blow. Grievous blow. You don't have grievous blows to the New World Order, a whole bunch of them, and take it back. It's a fact. It's seismic. The hottest issues are waking up to the New World Order, the corporations, the poison food, the water, the predatory, psychotic big pharma, big food, big agra, big insurance. You don't put these genies back in the bottle. A grievous blow is a loss or equivalent that is extremely serious or worrying. For example, the loss would be grievous blow to our engineering industries. Here are some of the ways it's used. So, again, grievous is super powerful. Devastating. And you add enough grievous blows in, that's not death by a thousand cuts. You get three grievous blows, but you, unless you're Popeye or the Hulk or Superman, you're out. Sometimes one grievous is enough. Even the toughest can't take seven or eight grievous blows. Grievous, 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 grievous. Bottom line, we are beating the living snot out of the New World Order. We're breaking jaws. We're breaking necks. We're breaking arms. We're stomping livers out on the ground. We're pulling hearts out of chest beating, and we're just getting started. Humanity is easy to beat when we're asleep. We ain't asleep no more. The New World Order thought all their intimidation. In fact, I got an Eddie Bravo clip from dinner last night. He was here for Joe's show. Went out to dinner, called me. And at the end of dinner, I said, you got to say this on camera. And he's like, no. And he was saying something everybody already knows, but he was talking about Joe behind the scenes. And now Joe knew all this stuff decades ago, as I've told you, but was trying to like play it safe. And when they came after him publicly and behind the scenes the last few years, he's like fire breathing now behind the scenes, totally awake, totally pissed, and doing it his way, unpacking him on air. Oh, I'm nonpartisan, while he just devastates them. And that's what you're going to see more of. So let him do it his way. But I forgot to give you the clip, guys. It's in my phone. I shot it last night. I want to put that out. Maybe put some graphics on it or something, or bugs on it. We'll put it on X. But yeah, the globalist messed with Joe Rogan. We'll say effed with Joe Rogan. The globalist tried to intimidate Joe Rogan and created a monster. And then Eddie keeps asking the question, why would they think that would, like, I could have told the globalist, like, you're going to start really messing with him, huh? You're gonna start messing with him, right? You're going to do stuff behind the scenes and threaten him? People don't know this. I've never said it on air, but part of the big threats was concerning me. And you better not do this. You better not do that. And they did some legal stuff behind the scenes with Joe that he didn't like too much. And boy, how did that work out for you? See, you think we're one of these lawyers or globalists that's been groveling to the system and trying to social climb and trying to be part of the New World Order. No, we're trying to build our own thing and be free from you. And then when you mess with people like me or Joe Rogan, then you get a fight. See how that works, dumbasses? Then you get the gloves come off. The can of whoop-ass gets opened up. So that's my message to everybody. I mean, they thought messing with it, I mean, his ex gets him to authorize sending his firstborn son, Elon Musk, his favorite. Obviously loves kids. He's got like 10 or 11 of them. You know, he practices what he preaches, and he goes to some elitist leftist school, and the next they take him away from him and say he's a girl and start sterilizing him chemically. And as Elon said, they murdered my son. They murdered his identity. They murdered who he was. And so Elon said, okay, I'm going to attack you. And then he started attacking him, and they attacked him more, and he said, go F yourself. How did that work out? Like, I could have told the New World Order, hey, you might want to pass over Elon Musk's son. Might not want to grab that one in your jaws and start the murder process of his identity, his genetic future. Because that's true murder, is to castrate somebody, to take their seed. So, see, that's how this works. So there are a lot of men in the world and women who are on the sideline trying to stay out of the fight. But wait, there's a meme. Wait till the establishment starts running into the people that just wanted to be left alone. And my favorite one is an image from First Blood, that great movie, great director, great writer, Sylvester Stallone, great actor, when he's doing serious roles like that, of John Rambo. And it's the image of the sheriff when he's grabbing him by the arm, about to arrest him for trying to get something to eat in the town. And the meme says, wait until the system starts messing with the people that just want to be left alone. Well, we're well into that now. So good luck, New World Order. So this wasn't a pep talk. This wasn't a rah-rah thing here. As negative as the news is, I cover a lot. I really think I should be balancing it out and telling you why the system's so stirred up like a beehive and running around like chickens with their heads cut off. It's because they're getting the living hell kicked out of them. So before the hour ends, here, guys, send Chase in here. I'll find the video here for him. Have him grab this off my phone and find it here. Have him grab this. It's the video last night with Eddie Bravo. There's only one. It's no, it was after he was on Rogan, went to dinner. Yeah, I'm not going to just get off the phone. It'll be higher res. I'm trying to find, you know, I'll just give it to you during the break. I'm trying to find it here. I had to shoot video of that. Well, that's in the studio. Did I not shoot video of that? I'm losing my mind. Oh, yeah, here it is. All right, anyways, I'll give it to you. It's just a fun video. So, let me get back into the news here, because I need to hit everything I just mentioned. I need to show the election fraud. They're catching the Democrats all over the country with just massive election fraud systems, caught in them red-handed trying to have illegal aliens vote. But let's go ahead and get into Trump. Let's go ahead and play. We have a problem with the enemy within. They keep saying that's the American people. No, he's talking about the globalist undermining the country, its borders, its currency, its culture. That's the enemy within. Here's President Trump.
Problem. And I say it to people. We have a bigger problem, in my opinion, with the enemy from within. And it drives them crazy when I use that term. But we have an enemy from within. We have people that are really bad people that I really think want to make this country unsuccessful. When you look at what's happening at our border, Joe, when you have people coming in that when other countries are allowed to empty their prisons into our country with murderers, we had 13,099 murderers dropped in our country over the last 3 years.
And 15,000 rapists convicted.
Rapists?
Yeah.
Drug dealers, drug lords.
And that's just the ones that have been accounted for.
Correct. People from mental institutions.
What do you think this
hundreds
strategy
to
is?
Hundreds of thousands of major criminals, tougher and worse than anybody we have.
These we're seeing the consequences of it in San Antonio. They've taken over apartment buildings. In Aurora, Colorado, they've taken over apartment buildings. These Venezuelan gangs.
Just the beginning.
People to survive.
It is. Yeah. I mean, it certainly is.
So you're in there. You have 10,000 appointments you have to make. Like, so you're getting advice from people. And at one point in time, did you have a moment in time where you realized, like, these are bad choices? Like, some of these people I shouldn't have had in there.
Oh, yeah. I think – so the one question that you'll ask me that I think you'll ask me that people seem to ask, and I always come up with the same answer the one mistake, because I had a lot of success, great economy, great everything. Everything was great. The military, we rebuilt it, biggest tax cuts in history, all this stuff. We had a great presidency, three Supreme Court justices. Most people get none. You know, you pick them young. This way they're there for 50 years, right?
Right.
So, you know, even if a president is there for 8 years, oftentimes they never have a chance. I had three. It was sort of the luck of the draw. But I will say that it always comes back to the same answer. The biggest mistake I made was I picked some people. I picked some great people, you know, but you don't think about that. I picked some people that I shouldn't have picked. I picked a few people that I shouldn't have picked. And
neocons?
Yeah, neocons or bad people or disloyal people or
people that were just
people
bad.
That were into the
because
people
got bad
that,
advice.
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, you're reading about them a little bit today. A guy like Kelly, who is a bully, but a weak person. You know more about bullies than anybody probably around because you deal in a certain sport where the bullies are exposed very quickly.
Yeah,
but you know, he's bad. Bolton was an idiot, but he was great for me because I'd go in with a guy like a John Bolton. You know, John Bolton, a friend of mine.
So Trump knows what's going on now, and he's in longer speeches pledged to really get rid of the swamp. We'll see, and I'll get to those clips coming up with what Fuentes is saying about it, which I think is important to look at, but I don't agree that the sellout's happening. No, it's called the collapse. It's called the capitulation. It's called the rats leaving the sinking ship. And then Trump shouldn't take any of those rats coming up and cozying up to him right now. I mean, you know Bill Gates will try to cozy up when he's been working behind the scenes against Trump, and 50 million to Kamala is just the tip of the iceberg. Oh, no, I'm not political. So look for all of that. Here is Trump on World War III and Kamala, which is dead on.
To make her president would be to gamble with the lives of millions of people. She would get us into a World War III guaranteed because she is too grossly incompetent to do the job. She's not going to be able to deal with President Xi or Putin or Kim Jong-un or anybody. And then all of your sons and daughters will end up getting drafted to go fight for a war in a country that you've never heard of. Our enemies are laughing at her. They're laughing at us. But if we win, our enemies won't be laughing anymore. I tell you, they're not going to be laughing anymore.
All right. We're going to go to break here in a few minutes. I have to talk about this because it's a big deal. The Democratic Party has spent $75 million in the last 6 years trying to shut us down. We've spent $15 million fighting them off. Nobody survived this long except for Trump. You've seen what they've done to all the other big top Trump people, prison time, totally destroyed, everything taken, you name it. But we've stayed on air. But on the 13th, the feds, that's how the federal system works, have a federal trustee that's in control of the sale of InfoWars. And he promised he wouldn't do this when the Democrats asked for this in court on June 14th. But now he doubled back 2 weeks ago and said, yeah, we're going to sell the name Alex Jones and his real Alex Jones X account when you can't do that. The terms of service say you can't. The law says I own my name, my likeness. It would repeal the 13th Amendment. But I have to fight that in court. Now, on Friday, the judge said, nope, I'm not doing that. I'm ordering a full hearing. And so I've got the lawyers ready, all the presentations, countersuits, all that stuff ready. You'll see it next week. A bunch of action from me. You want action? Not just on this, but on the underlying everything. You're about to see it. But it takes money to do this. And so you want me to fight? I can't do it without you. I want to fight. Plus, we need to have sponsors for the crew to be rehired if we're shut down and studio and all that. They're great products. You need them. You need to go to thealexjonesstore.com. Thealexjonesstore.com. Great t-shirts, great ball caps, incredible hoodies, amazing supplements, all game-changing. Thealexjonesstore.com. And when you get the VIP, it's $30 a month. You get $40 to spend in the store. That's $40 versus $30. So you're even after you buy the product, you get an extra $10. And you get extra specials, extra sales that only you get, and extra offers, including special supplements, t-shirts, knives, a bunch of stuff that'll only be available to people that are in the VIP. It is one of the best VIP programs out there. And then you don't forget to support. You can cancel anytime for free, month to month. But that way, $30 comes out of your account every month. And then you get $40 to spend in the store to remind you of the store, to remind you to support. You get great deals. You get the biggest discounts, special offers, VIP. TheAlexJonesStore.com/VIP. Or right at the top of the site, big red link on the right-hand side, VIP. Please become a member. A lot of folks are becoming members. And then that lets our sponsor know how much they can have in the future to support keeping the show on the air. But I will tell you, more than half the money is going to legal, which we couldn't do without you. So the crew, satellites, studio, legal, all the stuff that goes with it, you are funding the Second American Revolution at thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. But whatever you do, get the t-shirts. That we have some t-shirts that are marked up a little bit more if you really want to support, like the classic InfoWars red on navy blue and the Punisher shirt. Those are both marked up extra if you really want to support. A lot of limited edition shirts. They're all on the site at thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. And then finally, my dad's great supplement company, Dr. Jones Naturals, just the initials, Dr. Jones Naturals, one word, drjonesnaturals.com. Incredible nano silver products, incredible fluoride free toothpaste fortified with nano silver, iodine, tea tree, peppermint. There's nothing else like it. Concentrated. Next level foundational energy, not a stimulant, feels like one without the letdown, cleans out your cells, nothing else like it, proprietary, amazing. Next level foundational energy and so many other great products when you're at drjonesnaturals.com. Thank you for your support. Thank you for betting on us.
My mission on air is to tell the truth, to rally humanity, and fight the globalist. And we've done one of the best jobs out there thanks to your support. So we know InfoWars could easily be shut down on November 13th. We're going to find out. But regardless, we've got great sponsors that are backing us to make sure the message of liberty and freedom and the resistance to the WEF, Bill Gates, Barack Obama, King Charles, Kamala Harris, New World Order continues to be in their face and continues to keep myself and the great crew at the tip of the spear. So we have a great sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, with amazing t-shirts and caps and hoodies. They're really some of the best designs out there, and they fund the fight against the New World Order. But we've also brought you some of the very best supplements. And we could have had a whole huge line by now, but we want to go out to the very best companies and get agreements to private label already bestsellers that are the top rated. That way we know you're getting the best. So we've got the CMOS gummies, the CMOS capsules, Total Superfood. Then you have the
mega superfood with over 90 ingredients. The Optimal Human, it's the best of the green drinks out there, hands down. Plus, the energy is amazing. That's all at thealexjonesstore.com. But now we are announcing the Ultimate Probiotic. That's the line, Ultimate. And it's just a very high-quality probiotic, the foundation that everybody needs, at a very affordable price. Upwards of 50% off when you buy multiple bottles. Big sales. Everything's at least 30% off when it comes to the supplements at thealexjonesstore.com. This is a high-end, quality probiotic that helps your gut be healthier, helps you absorb nutrients better, helps your whole immune system, and you will find Ultimate Probiotic with 60 billion, that's a very high number if you don't know about probiotics, at thealexjonesstore.com. A whole bunch of other great stuff's coming out in the next few weeks, so continue to check out the URL, thealexjonesstore.com, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart for your support. We salute you. Mike in Florida. Mike, you're on the air.
But with respect, Alex, to what you're talking about funding the operation, just funding wars in general, I got a question for the audience. Yeah, you, the audience member that's never donated or spent a dime at the store. What if the New World Order succeeded because you weren't willing to put up $50? What if the New World Order succeeds because you weren't willing to put up a $20 donation? Would you be able to live with yourself? Because I can tell you, as an 18-year listener, Alex, I probably spend about $1,000 a year at the store right now. And anytime you ever release something, I'll just buy it just because, and maybe I'll give it away as a gift or whatever. But to the people that are not funding this, are you aware, because you live in a capitalistic society, just that every time that you purchase something, that you're giving credibility to whatever that is? So instead of going to Amazon, why don't you just go to the Alex Jones store? Why don't you just get supplements? Why don't you just get t-shirts? What's the issue with that? So ask yourself the question, are you going to let $50 stand in the way between you and the New World Order?
The globalist master plan, the key to all their power, they admit, is the global social credit score, where they track everything you buy, tell you what you can buy, and then use that for total control. So they already know that the real voting power is in what you buy, what you promote, what you support. And that's what I'm saying is, in this war, imagine if we'd have kept Trump in, inflation would have been much lower, and everybody would have saved tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars. So people lose money by not backing good political candidates, not supporting good companies, not backing groups and organizations that tell the truth. That sabotages the entire globalist operation. So you hit the nail on the head. Thank you so much for the call, Mike. They wouldn't be trying to shut us down if they were so powerful, if things were hopeless. It's that simple. Take action. Action defeats tyranny. Keep the tip of the spear on air. Energize me now, and I swear to you to give you 110%.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I want to get into the election fraud happening. They're catching people canvassing for Democrat voters everywhere, and they mix in some real ones, but 60-plus percent are fake. And they're catching them in Colorado. They're catching them in Pennsylvania, Georgia. It's coming in everywhere, and they're catching them. And they will just go and put in voter registration requests to be put on the voter rolls. This has happened the last few months. Now they're catching them. And thousands per county. It's happening all over the place. And when they run it through the database or check it, there's not even signatures, or they're wrong signatures, or they're fake names. And that's how the Democrats do it. They just pay all these groups to go out and do this and flood the system. And then if they get caught, well, those groups go to jail because they're the ones that did it. So it's a big deal. But the landslide's so big, the Democrats are now saying they're going to hold up the election. But that probably won't even work. They're going to try to stir up a civil war, use some crisis, use some violence they either gin up or actually do themselves. But they're hedging their bets now, where these newspapers won't endorse Kamala, the Washington Post, LA Times, hundreds of others. And yeah, now a bunch of these big billionaires are saying, actually, we're not Trump's enemy, because they still want to have a, quote, seat at the table in this. That doesn't mean they've compromised or Trump sold out. It means they're coming with hat in hand, at least on the surface, probably a knife in the other hand. Or they reach out to shake his hand with one hand and stab him with another. But McFuentes thinks, no, that's the sign of capitulation. Well, we should keep Trump's feet to the fire. We should watch what happens. The key is who he's bringing in right now is great. RFK, Tulsi, all these folks that are really going to go after big pharma, big food, you know, big corrupt medicine, all of it, big insurance. The border, we already know Trump's going to do what he said on that, bringing jobs back, ending wars. But if he doesn't keep all the neocons and leftists out of his administration, not just his cabinet, they're going to lie about him and leak fake stuff. So Trump has an incentive of self-preservation, what he's doing not to bring these folks in. Isn't that common sense? But we're about to find out. And if he starts bringing in some bad people, we'll flip out about it. And if he doesn't remove them, then we'll know we've got a problem. And here's another thing. The good guys, like Kennedy, like Gabbards, like many others, they're going to have the FBI, just like with General Flynn, trying to shut them down and trying to indict them very quickly. That's why Trump has to instantly not have some, you know, globalist sitting there like Comey and some backbiter like Sessions, who turned out to be really bad and a coward. He's got to put hardcore American patriots in the Justice Department immediately. And so those are the big things we're looking for. We're not putting the cart before the horse starting to cover this. This is important now. And Nick's right to be raising it. I disagree with his postulation that the sellout's already happened. And, you know, things like that. And like, oh, well, J.D. Vance is backed by Peter Thiel. And, well, you know, and there's a bunch of, yeah, who was for Trump the first time and was not with the main deep state. I mean, you can say, you know, Thiel's involved in the surveillance grid, selling equipment, and you can say he's in all this, but he's certainly not part of the main group. Trump's never made I'm glad J.D. Vance got backed. I think he's a great choice. Look at Elon Musk. I mean, you know, this is definitely a different power structure that's trying to come in and stop the total destruction of the world and stop World War III. I'm not saying Musk or, you know, any of these people are perfect angels, but their actions, you can weigh them, and they are not even lesser of two evils. They are light years better than the whole George Soros, King Charles, WEF group that's been just absolutely wrecking civilization. So courage is contagious too. And so the Elon Musk we've got today is 100 degrees different than he was, because he wasn't pure bad before. He was kind of in between. Well, now, I mean, the guy's hitting on all cylinders. So, I mean, it's just so obvious to me, because all I do is study policy and actions and, you know, look at it. Yeah, let's just do the Nick Fuentes thing now. I'm already into this, and then I'll play the Eddie Bravo thing I just mentioned. Let's go ahead. Here's Nick Fuentes.
Question is, who benefits? Yeah, Trump administration, again, he's going to be better at administering the government, but for who? For whom? He will be better at administering the government for the rich, for the firm. It's not even all the rich people. I'm a little bit rich. It's not going to be better for me. It's going to be better for the firm owners. It's going to be better for the immigrants. And for the working people, for the people specifically that study STEM, this is one example, it's going to get a lot worse. So this is your Trump campaign, and that's the change that occurred. In 2016, it was about Trump and the forgotten Americans. Now he forgot those people too. In 2016, he was our voice. Now he's their voice. Now when he goes out and says green cards for everybody, that's Elon Musk talking. DeSantis would have said the same thing. DeSantis would have said the same thing, and Elon initially supported DeSantis. Whoever got Elon's money would be saying the same thing. Do you think that if Trump were saying that we wouldn't bring in more green cards, that Elon would still be supporting him? You think he'd be giving him $75 million? Do you think that if Trump were saying we weren't going to support Israel, that Jacob Hellberg would be giving him money? Probably not. I don't think so. I think the answer is no. Do you think that if Trump weren't in favor of drill, baby, drill, that they'd be supporting him? They need that energy for the data centers. It's interest-based, and that's the problem. It used to be Trump for the people. Now it's Trump for the donors to put up the money for his campaign. It wasn't like that in 2016, or at least it didn't seem like that. Maybe it was like that the whole time. But this is going to be a different administration. Don't expect it to be more based than the kind of rhetoric we're getting right now. It's going to be worse. So.
All right. So I'm going to invite Nick on this week as soon as he can come on. But we should probably not even do it on the main show. We should do like 3-hour discussion, call it a debate if you want. And then I'll air it on the show the next day. So we have commercial free. If he wants to come here, that'd be great. We'll pay for his plane ticket. I think I agree with about half of that, but Trump's bad to open the Keystone Pipeline and then get all of the oil drilling and gas drilling permits that Biden killed opened. That's not going to help us get cheaper energy. That's not going to help the millions of jobs associated with that, hundreds of thousands in energy, and then all the jobs around that. I know Nick's smart, but I mean, as Trump always says, energy being cheap is the number one thing to drive down inflation. And it's already so out of control. He's not going to reverse it, but you can stop its growth. Trump says he can cut energy in half. He can do that. I've looked at the numbers. How would energy being half the cost it is now, how would that do for you? Oh, that's going to help the oil companies. Most of the oil companies are supporting the carbon taxes and all that crap. They're owned by the big banks. And so, yeah, everybody knows Trump's not anti-Israel. Okay. And then, is that a secret? Never been. It's not like some new policy. And then Trump's gotten roughly 10% of his donations from big billionaires. The Democrats have gotten 90%+ of their money, look it up, from the rich. There's never in a presidential election, not even in 2016, been all the big money on the Democrats the way it is now. I mean, they always have got the big money. They used to get like 60%, 65% in an election with George Herbert Walker Bush or George W. or that crap. Now, over 90% is going to the Democrats. And so you can't point at Trump and say he's an elitist and the entire corporate media, the universities, big tech except for X, the Justice Department coming after Trump. I mean, to say that Trump is the establishment is not true. The entire bureaucracies absolutely hate his guts. The legal system hates his guts because when he's the president, he tries to call the shots and they don't like that. They want puppets. He's got trade deals that'll bring jobs back. I mean, it's night and day. And they've tried to kill Trump twice, and they've done all the rest of this stuff. And, I mean, I guess we could look at Musk and look at Trump and say, well, it's not perfect. Jesus didn't sit down and do this for us, like the 32 million Christians that aren't going to vote, because Trump's never been a goody-two-shoes fake person. He believes in God, believes God's hands on him, and he doesn't lie about the fact that, you know, he's been out with a few ladies. So, if you're looking for a hypocrite, you're not going to get that from Trump. And so that's where I stand on this. And, you know, I hear people out there who aren't prominent and don't know a lot of influential people. And I'm not saying you're a lesser person. I'm just saying I've been doing this 30 years, and I know the big players and on the good guy team. And they are legitimately pissed behind the scenes. They're legitimately worried about World War III. They're legitimately worried about societal collapse because of the globalist, anti-family, anti-God, anti-life, anti-human, anti-growth agenda. Elon Musk wants a big, growing, pro-human economy. And yeah, he'll sell you robots and live extension at the same time. So is Trump. Trump wants golf courses and country clubs and high-rise apartments that are big and nice. Bloomberg and the globalists want 200-square-foot coffin apartments where you eat bugs. I mean, they're different people. It's different ideas. It's prosperity and laissez-faire versus the Great Reset corporate Marxism, where they're above the law and ultra-rich but use communism to control us. And so the whole rotting globalist facade is falling. Finally, even Trump recognizes corporate media is dead. It has almost no viewers. And the final illusions are ending here. And so, yeah, there's a lot of people that have been in the establishment that are going to rush over and try to join Team Humanity right now. And it doesn't mean we trust them all. It doesn't mean everything's going to be perfect. It doesn't mean everything. But, you know, if Folks, you got to be ready for winning. You got to be ready for success. And we've moved the needle way, way back in popularity for the New World Order. The New World Order is almost as unpopular as death and cancer. I mean, they are in the high 90s unpopularity. Before, they weren't even known. They just thought they'd scurry around above us and, you know, do the Great Reset and all this tyranny, and we just go along with it. Trump's going to kill the central bank digital currency. He'll re-strengthen the dollar. He'll do all this stuff. And again, the policies will cut taxes. The policies will help working poor and blue collar and middle class. The policies absolutely will make. I mean, the globalists didn't want Trump in, despite the fact they made their biggest profits ever under Trump, because it's just money to them. They want to take our money away because then their money is worth 10 times more. They don't want twice as much money, and then we have twice as much, because then they can't dictate total control over our lives. You know what the number one economic, political, social system has been in the 7,000 years of recorded history of humans on this planet? You know what every system was until 500 years ago, right? Feudalism. And what is feudalism? Where an elite keeps people on very small pieces of land at a subsistence level as a tool of control. And so you can call these systems whatever you want, but I've been calling it for 25 years neo-feudalistic fascism. That term is now in the vernacular, in the history books, in the political science books used by Steve Bannon or whatever else. That's my term. I created that because I looked at the terms and said, that's what this is. So it's not like I sit here and tell you about political terms that are out there. I create the political terms. See, the New World Order doesn't tell me what to do, and the good guys don't tell me what to do. I do the studying. I have a big audience of smart activists that support us, an incredible guest. We have talked about the real world and how it works. We have popularized understanding the globalist, horrible, post-industrial, anti-human depopulation model and said, gee, that sounds really horrible and unpopular. I bet if we expose that, when they go operational in 2000 with Agenda 2030, out of Agenda 2021 from 1992 Rio de Janeiro UN plan and limits to growth and the Club of Rome and the WEF, you will eat the bugs, the future's not human. I bet if you put people choices out there and say, here's team humanity, here's prosperity, here's freedom, here's a future, people will bet for that instead of their new world order. I mean, look, I never grew up thinking I was a salesman, but everything in life is being a salesman. I mean, I'm selling freedom. I'm selling education, being informed, how the world works, street smarts, believing in humanity. I really like humans. I'm a human. I don't believe your crap. I don't believe your garbage. I don't believe our best days are behind us. I don't believe all this crap. And I've seen the power of what we've done together on Access TV and talk radio and films and syndicated radio and the internet. And I've been attacked by the most powerful people in the world. And because you back me, we're still on air. So I've got a lot of confidence in you. I've got a lot of confidence in the God of the universe that made you and made me. I'm betting on you. And I'm betting you're like me. I don't look at focus groups. I don't look at Google Analytics. I don't look at the statistics, though I see them all in front of me. And that it's always what I already know. I don't need to know 80%+ in every poll are against open borders. I'm surprised there's 15-20% that are that dumb. I don't need to know 90%+ of Americans are against the transgender brainwashing or men and women sports. That's common sense. I don't need to do a focus group. I don't need to get up here and think, what do you want, and then try to tell you that. I get up here and have an inner dialogue about exactly what I'm thinking, and it turns out you think just like me. You don't tune in here to be told what to think. You tune in here because you know this is right. And I can do this full time, whereas some of you can't. So you tune in to hear what I'm saying so you can look into it. And a lot of times you call me or email me and you tell me what's going on. That's all this is. My ancestors weren't a bunch of jerks, bunch of murdering Satanists, and I'm not either, and either are you. We come from better people than that. We're not descended from fearful men. And I'm animated. I'm fired up. I told the globalists that famous speech 18 years ago that's been viral forever. New York City. At the premiere of Endgame. Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Hardly that film came out 18 years ago. And I said, I don't know how all this is going to end. And that wasn't some speechwriter told me that. That just comes out of my heart. I don't know how all this is going to end. But if you want to fight, you better believe you got one. Now, that's a true statement. And I could have hung my spurs up 18 years ago after already being on air for over 12 years and said I gave them a good lick. I hit them upside the head hard. I'd done my job. I can leave. Nope. I just started to fight. I've only begun to fight. And that's where we are. I know you've only begun to fight. So we're living in extremely incredible, interesting times, explosive times, dangerous times, wonderful times, beautiful times, everything. Best of times, worst of times. Tale of two cities, as I say every day. And that's where we are. And I'm a leader. You're a leader. A leader, a real leader, does their research, works hard, stands for something, is loyal to their people, and then doesn't care about being attacked and going with the crowd. A leader will tell the truth and go against the grain and against the flow, even if they get destroyed, because real leadership comes from the compendium of doing what's right in front of God. And so I'm not here getting orders from anybody. I give the orders. More than anybody else on the planet today, what we talk about, what we develop, the terms, the ideas on this broadcast, and the enemy has said this and they know it, become the talking points of the global resistance. I give the orders. And you know who else gives the orders? You. You, when you speak out, when you post, when you pray, when you go speak at city council, when you support this broadcast, the power comes from the people. Change comes from the grassroots. We are the resistance, and resistance is victory because you never give up and you never back down. And in the struggle, you get stronger and you learn more. They're not going to break our will. We're breaking their will. Now we're just in the danger of them clawing us into hell with them. And they think they can intimidate you and I, and that we're just going to sit here and roll over to a hell worse than death and turn our children and our bodies and our culture and our souls over to them. No, this fight isn't a burden. This fight is a blessing. It is our testament. It is our challenge. It is who we are. It was the best of times. Put that back up. Tell Two Cities. Charles Dickens, one of the greatest writers ever. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom. It was the age of foolishness. It was the epoch of belief. It was the epoch of incredulity. It was the season of light. It was the season of darkness. It was the spring of hope. It was the winter of our despair. Here's Eddie Bravo last night at dinner. Here it is. Eddie Bravo.
Yo, I don't know nothing. I love Kamala and Walz. I'm going for Kamala and Walz because they have such great policies.
Hey, you were just on the JRE tonight.
Yes.
And we were talking about how they tried to harass me and make me quit. It didn't work. Russell Brand didn't work. And also they went after Joe and it did what?
They turned him into a monster. Every time they go after somebody, it doesn't work. They went after you like a... You're still yipping and yapping every day. Like at some point, they got to figure out, like, damn, if we go after these guys, it just makes them even worse. So they got strategy.
Plus, they think we're like the lawyers and the scum that work for them. They start messing with real red-blooded people. It doesn't work that way.
Hey, listen, I'm just trying to live my life. I hope Kamala is has a good Christmas. And Tim Walz, Tampon Tim, I hope he has a fabulous holiday.
No, but you're right. I mean, they did mess with Joe trying to, like, when he wasn't even going after him, that didn't work too well.
And every time they go after somebody, it doesn't work out. They went after Russell Brand, went out.
They went after Elon Musk, tried to bully him 3 years ago. How'd that turn out?
That didn't turn out too good. Who is running this? Yo, we got to stop going after these monsters. It just makes them into monsters. Right?
Yeah.
Hey, look at you. They went after you harder than anybody. And you ain't shutting the You're louder than ever.
We reach about 30 million people a day.
Yeah, and you're bigger than ever. Like, at some point, you would think, like, okay, we got to rethink this.
What's your take on this?
I think that the power goes to the people, and that they try to silence people, and it just backfires. And more people come together, and more people come to Trump.
You're making a good point about how it's an illusion of power.
They only have the illusion of control, right? And once that illusion is gone, then the real power comes back to the people. There's way more of us than there is of them. And when we all collectively come together, we can destroy them. So, and we are.
It's the Great Awakening.
It's the Great Awakening. And we're winning.
Eddie, anything else?
It is the Great Awakening.
All right, so there you go. That's on X exclusive. Eddie Bravo. Let's put it back on screen. I want to read the headline I wrote earlier. Eddie Bravo reveals the deep state's harassment of Joe Rogan turned him into a monster. Oh, my goodness. Dumbasses. All right. Look, I already covered it last night in the Emergency Saturday show. Chase Geiser's coming up for 2 hours. Got a big guest in the studio. He'll get a lot of into it. But they caught him in a bunch of counties in Pennsylvania, Democrat groups going around putting a bunch of fake voter registration requests in to be on the ballot. They mixed in some real ones, but most of them were fake. They've caught them. It's criminal. They got them. Fake signatures, all of it. The DAs. And now it started in there. Now it's all over the state. They're finding it. And so now the feds predicted this. Someone hacked in and took down the state's database of who's real voters and not. Oh, isn't that funny? Remember, months ago they predicted that was going to happen. And then the feds did. Oh, gosh, the Russians. Yeah, right. Sure, yeah. And then the same thing just now happened in Colorado. Thousands of ballots they're having to go through because they put fake ones in. Put people fake on the voter registration and fake ballots. And so it's on. So 4 years ago, they wouldn't even look at, oh, there's no such thing as fake ballots. It doesn't exist. Oh, it's all lies. Oh, please. It's happening everywhere. And we know the illegals are voting. That's all coming in. You're like, well, it's terrible. Yeah, but at least we know now. See, we have the initiative. It gets worse for them every day, every month, every minute. All right, Chase Geiser's going to come in here. If your local station doesn't carry Sunday Night Live, it's from 6 to 8. You should. It's a great show. Really informative. Ton of news, ton of clips, fast moving. Callers, guests, the studio, everything. And separately, we're 16 days so they can shut this puppy down. Energize me. Have we not fought for you? My goodness. Do the bad guys not hate our guts? So defend your freedom. I think you should bet on us in the fight. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Sign up for the VIP program and all the free goodies. It's an incredible deal. Get all the great supplements, t-shirts, books, everything. TheAlexJonesStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for incredible supplements. DrJonesNaturals.com, another great sponsor. My dad will keep us going into the future. All right, stay with us.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, you know that the pesticides that are in our food and in our water destroy natural gut health, not to mention all the chlorine and chemicals in the tap water that then also gets into the crops and the food. It's just all around us. So the globalists have been doing this by design. Bill Gates is basically investing billions of dollars in trying to manipulate the guts of people with so-called mRNA vaccines. It's insane. But all the research is just overwhelming that happy gut means happy, healthy body. We now have the ultimate gut combo with the ultimate probiotic with 60 billion, super high quality, with this baby, Ultimate Gut Cleanse. Now, these are both private labeled, some of the top brands in the country. Our sponsors had to make it a little bit stronger, so it's proprietary. And the probiotic's very exciting and just a foundational thing that everybody should be doing. This is amazing. It's not just a gut cleanse. In fact, we may rename it down the road to Gut Cleanse, Detox, Anti-Parasite, Pro Prostate, because it's concentrated, it's super strong, and it's got the gut cleanse, it's got the anti-parasite, it's got the saw palmetto for not just your prostate. It's good for all your glands, but even the government's admitted for decades saw palmetto is insane. Look it up. So this is beyond a gut cleanse. It's got the trifecta going. I don't have time to read to you all of the amazing ingredients in this, but you can get Ultimate Gut Cleanse for 30 to 50% off, depending on how many bottles you get. And you can get Ultimate Probiotic for 30 to 50% off, depending on how many bottles you get. Or you can get both together in the Ultimate Combo for 50% off as an introductory offer right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And it's going to keep the broadcast on the air. That's a win-win. Please take action.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones